Article title, is it true that to change is to become someone else? Content, the ship of Theseus thought experiment has been discussed a lot, by Heraclitus Plato, much later also by John Locke. A ship that has changed all of its components while sailing, is it still the same or a different ship? When a human changes their opinion, behavior, clothing style, taste in music, has he/she become someone else? It's an old thought experiment, but the answer is easy. First of all, we must understand the metaphysical meaning of change. It means something is not the same as it once was. It does not have the same material/spiritual composition as before. Only something that stays exactly the same is considered unchanged. Let me elaborate. Look at this picture. It shows the erosion of dripping water on the rock. As we can see, the rock is not the same as it was 50 years ago. We can imagine that 50 years ago the stone didn't have near as much erosion. So when exactly did the change occur? But this little fundament at the Capilano Suspension Bridge in Vancouver proves the reality of this scenario. Even after 15 years, we can see significant change. But we could also see erosion after just 5 years. There would also be a difference after just 1 year of erosion, and just half a year. We might not notice, because our eyes can only pick up so much. But scientifically, we can measure a difference. Change happens faster than we think. Small particles of the stone are washed away day by day, like a whispering death. The moment something becomes different is not clear, because change cannot be put into a moment. The only constant in life is change. Change is in every moment of our reality. That means change is fluid. It's the same for us humans, too. We change our tastes, our opinions, views, behaviors, interests. Suddenly someone likes a new hairstyle. Someone discovered a new movie they loved. They are now a new person, because something in their spiritual or physical composition has changed. We only tend to notice the big changes in people if something happened in their lives, a new direction, a new habit. Point is, the amount of change doesn't matter. Even when change is almost invisible, it's still there. So, when has the stone become different? The second the first droplet hit the stone. There's also a great quote on this. No human ever steps in the same river twice, for it's not the same river and he's not the same man. Heraclitus.